BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a very wet innuendo bingo featuring ponchos and Adele Roberts off of Radio 1's Early Breakfast Show. It's Real or No Real with Greg James, and Chris is concerned, once again, that we're running out of music. Just read about this new TV series they're doing in America, hosted by Ryan Seacrest, where celebrities just turn up at your door one day, and Bieber's going to be one of them.
What's the point?
They just turn up to superfans' houses unannounced. I think Ariana's doing it as well. Don't let her lick your donuts.
So is that like, and what do they do? The cleaning or something? What's the...
Yeah, I don't know quite what happens after they open the door and go, oh my God, it's Justin Bieber! I don't know what happens after that.
It's like those charity auctions that sometimes you see, you know, where you can go and bid on someone and then they come around. I once was part of one of these and I received a disappointingly low amount. My friend Oggy got so much money for himself.
Did he?
It's all for a good cause, yeah. But I went up for auction. And I think it was just for me to go around like a student flat or something like that and help out. And I think I got about 15 quid.
When was this?
I mean, it was a while ago. It wasn't a recent thing.
Well, so people had to pay for you to come round to their house?
Yeah, so
we
did this.
You were just a student?
Yeah. So it was when I was at Southampton Uni and in one of the hall's bars there, they did this auction. It was in Glenbar. They did this auction. A few of us got auctioned off. And it was all for charity.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
But I think out of everyone there was five or six people. I was I'm almost certain I was the lowest amount.
Aww.
15 quid. I mean, I'm worth more than
that. You are, to be honest, you are worth way more than that.
Do you think?
A bit more than that. Hey, do you know, I was so excited when I woke up this morning. First thing I saw on Twitter, because obviously that's what I do first, is check Twitter. Selena Gomez has tweeted me.
No way.
Thank you, everyone at Radio 1, for making Good For You track of the day. At Grimmers, at Clara Amfo, at Scott Mills, at Greg James. Now, that's an HQ tweet, isn't it? She didn't send that.
Well, and in the order, where are you listed? Because first will be favourite, of course, to be the first one she was thinking of.
I'm in the middle. And before, she does it in order of show. So
where Grimmie, do you chart?
Grimmie, Clara Amfo, Mills, Greg James. But that is a definite Selena Gomez HQ tweet. She didn't go anywhere near that Twitter when she sent that. It's a bit like, I love HQ tweets because you can, I think that if you know someone on Twitter, you can blatantly tell when it's them, like, personally.
Yeah.
And when it's a... when it's just someone, like one of your staff doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, Zayn Malik's latest tweets don't strike me as an HQ.
Not so much.
No.
I think that's definitely... Well, you thought they were HQ at first.
No, I just thought it was a hacking job, but I'm thinking more and more that it wasn't the case.
Like Louis Tomlinson's tweets at the moment, mostly HQ.
Are they?
Amazing show. Thank you for the support. It's a little bit impersonal there. But if you're doing well enough to have an HQ, then fair play to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A large amount of people listening to Radio 1, and it's their soundtrack to their summer holiday at the moment. Like James from Darlington, who is listening in Ibiza, poolside at the moment. And the whole of the pool seem to be really enjoying the show.
Do you reckon there's a fair few people poolside right now then?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Send us pictures and make us jealous to 81199. And remember, if you are in Greece, the Wi-Fi code in the hotel will be the owner of the hotel's name and the year. So, for example, Stavros 2015. That's always the Wi-Fi code, it is. It's like when back in the day when we used to go to Zante. Zante. George 2012,
It was George 2012, so it would be now George 2015.
No, 2015. The thing is, sometimes they won't have changed it.
Oh, so you think it will still be George 2012?
So just like try 2015, 2014, go back to like 2011.
Do you remember he proper hated me?
Don't change it. Now, hang on a minute.
That's just come back to me.
No, George didn't hate you.
He did. We went there a couple of times and I really had to win him over.
He just looked a bit like, he was a lovely Greek man. But sometimes he just looked like he was a bit disappointed in you.
No, he hated me. I'll tell you why. Because what he would do is he's the kind of hotel manager that at 4 a.m. would be there by the gate watching everyone come in.
Yes, he would. And it would be very much enjoying it. Remember, he would just sit there waiting for everyone to come back.
No messing around, though. And extra guests.
No, no extra guests. Absolutely not. Well, you found out that too.
No extra guests.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Like no one else crashing in the room.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that massive Alsatian he used to have.
Yes. That's what I mean. He would literally just wait by the gate there
with the Alsatian,
kind of warning you off almost.
Kind of, yeah, like kind of judging you. Absolutely. Yeah. Good times though. I wonder if George has listened poolside in Zante at that very hotel at the moment. Oh, Alison Guildford says, I was poolside yesterday listening to the show. Now I'm kitchen side in Surrey. Sad times. Interested to know if you are on holiday at the moment, but you've taken the show with you. So today on Innuendo Bingo, it's early breakfast, Adele Roberts. We love Adele, and we're glad that she's playing the game again today. I feel that she may have bought in some slightly jazzy outfits for the occasion. So we'll find that out soon at 1:45. Also, something that I'm bursting to tell you about tomorrow's show coming up, but I'm not allowed to quite yet.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Nikki, who's listening poolside in Crete at the moment. Just... beautiful blue sky. That's where you want to imagine our listeners today.
That is awesome, isn't
it? I mean,
it?
It's also fine if you are in Dunstable, but whoa, look at that. It's so hot, doesn't it? Like a hot picture.
It's a proper POV picture as well. It makes it feel like you're there.
Yeah.
Like you can just about jump into the pool.
It's one of them where I can imagine in other pictures, she's taking pictures of her hot dog legs. Do you know what I mean? When your legs look like hot dogs. When you're just
always do that with my holiday photos. I always include my feet and legs so I get a proper... So when I go back, I remember the exact view that I had. Do you do that? I always put my feet and legs in the picture.
Get your legs in. That looks really nice. Thank you for your summer holiday picture. It's good to know that everyone is agreeing on this show around the pool today, because sometimes it can cause arguments.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Adele Roberts.
Hey, Scott.
Are you all right?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Good. Have you had a little sleep after your show?
Yeah, had a little two-hour charge.
And are you... charge me up. You do feel like when you're doing that show, it's just like, I'm just going to recharge my battery
Is that what it's like? Even if you charge for a little bit, it just gives you that little bit more battery life.
Yeah. You're probably on like 42% right now, aren't you?
Yeah,
if you were one of those fans.
Being totally... Yeah.
I understand what you mean. So Adele does the early breakfast show on Radio 1 between 4 and 6.30. It's very good. You should listen to it if you're awake at that hour. And today... we've woken her up to play Innuendo Bingo. Now, what are these outfits, please, missus?
Yeah, I've come correct this time. I've come prepared because last time it was a rookie error. Chris absolutely destroyed me, ruined me, sent me home soaking. So I brought some protection for us both.
Now, are these things that you have lying around at home, or are these things that you bought specially for today's Innuendo Bingo?
Or is this your new range?
No, I bought these for the Radio 1 Big Weekend in Norwich, but I didn't end up going. So they were unused, so I found them.
They're amazing. So what are they?
They're like ponchos, but they're
animals.
Themed. Yeah, animal ones. So you can have the choice of, you can be a frog, a panda, or a hippo.
I'm going to go hippo.
Okay. Right,
that's all right.
Were these expensive, Adele?
No, £3.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, good. Why didn't you go to Big Weekend and then you couldn't?
Oh, because I forgot I was going on holiday the next day.
Oh.
So I didn't.
That is... early breakfast
early
hours.
Morning brain.
That is what's kicking in.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I did that? I don't know if you remember. I did this show a long time ago, but there was one day where I woke up and I was like, yes, I'm going on holiday tomorrow. And it's a good job I did check my ticket because it was later that day. Like, I got the wrong day. But that's what happens. It just scrambles your brain that time of morning.
It so does. Like, you try and get off the train and go through the barriers with your house keys.
Yeah, all that.
I threw my sunglasses away the other day by accident.
That's terrible. Can we also say a very big thank you for supporting our farmer version of Avicii as well?
I like it better than the original.
Because loads of people, I don't know about you, Scott, but do you get loads of tweets from people saying, Adele's playing it right now?
All the time, yeah.
Okay.
And when we come on air, we talk about it sometimes, and they all text in going, Adele played it this morning.
Yeah, it's like you've already played it.
So thank you for that. Thanks for the support. And I know the young farmers do appreciate it.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Adele, don't worry about it. Tom's been on Twitter saying, Adele, I regularly wake up on Saturday mornings with my phone and wallet in the fridge. Yeah, I've done that also. Nice and cold, though. All your early morning crew are on as well. They're so loyal at that time of day.
Are they here? Yes, early morning crew.
Yeah, they're all here. Someone on Twitter says, I'm finally home from work. I heard you this morning, Adele, on the sofa. Gonna have a power nap, but first, Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
You see?
Thank you, guys.
It's really nice doing that time of day on Radio 1 because it's like an exclusive club of people that have to be or just are awake at that time. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Adele's on 4 a.m. till 6:30 a.m. before Grimmy every single morning, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, and is about to play Innuendo Bingo. If you're not awake, this will wake you up.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Watch this now on the Radio 1 website. The cameras are all on at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can watch it on your phone, on your tablet, computer, laptop. Strong animal ponchos are happening in the studio right now. Lewis says, first time watching, and I've got to say, Adele, you are going straight in my basket. Joe in Cheltenham's watching. Drove to work listening to Adele at 4 a.m. Is she still on? Am I dreaming? No, she's been home and come back.
Is she still on?
Okay, right, let's do the game. Adele, okay. Roberts, innuendo bingo. Have a wet one, lads, ladies.
There's a necklace in the innuendo bingo bin. It's not yours, is it? What's that got in there?
Is it yours?
No.
Oh.
It's quite jazzy.
Someone's necklace. It's very jazzy. Okay, then.
Connor Maynard's.
Possibly, yes. Fill your cheeks, please, everybody. Let me know if you're watching this today on 81199. So the Open started today. So let's first go over to Wally Webb on BBC Norfolk. Now, Wally has always got great anecdotes, but I love this one the best. This is my absolute favourite. I could listen to Wally tell this one about a golfing legend again and again and again.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he turned off.
Now, what's happening here? What's happening here, Chris? Is you're a bit higher up than Adele?
Yeah, can I? Oh, that's gone right in my eye, Chris.
Sorry.
His wife used to kiss his balls.
Isn't that a touching thing to do? Kiss the golf balls before you go on.
I'll aim down a bit more.
I forgot how this felt.
The first one is the worst. Loving the ponchos, Adele and Chris. Where can I get them? Still her style. That's from Lauren in Norfolk. Next, we're going to Adele Roberts on Radio 1's Early Breakfast Show. 4 till 6.30am weekdays. Water? Adele, I've got to say, your listeners have very unique ways of keeping cool this summer.
And here to get us ready for the weekend is our wonderful resident DJ, Caroline from Bournemouth. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today, my love?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Did you manage to sleep last night?
Yeah, it was all right.
In the heat? What was your technique of keeping alive?
A little bit of a fanny action.
That was when it was really hot, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that one.
I mean, whatever gets you to sleep, do you know what I mean?
A little bit of a fanning action.
Ashley spotted that the other week, and we liked it a lot.
Did you notice that at the time?
I think I remember saying she said fanning.
Yes. Which she did, of course.
Yeah, she did.
Water, please.
Yep.
Now, regular bingo contributors, MasterChef on BBC One. Obviously, MasterChef is a very tough competition. You've got to try your best to outdo your opponents. But I can't see that Paul's going to get extra points for this.
The final dish on the menu will be cooked by 44-year-old Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl. Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
Tony in Wakefield spotted that one.
What is guinea fowl?
And emailed it in.
It's one of those, I think it's just a bird.
Is it?
Yeah, wow. I think it's in the seven bird roast.
Oh, we're in the bird, in the bird, in the bird. In
different
the bird.
To a guinea pig, then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very different.
Don't forget, if you spot anything for Innuendo Bingo, you can email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Always very grateful for your emails. More cooking now, and it's time to go over to Come Dine With Me. Now, I do often watch it, but I can't believe I missed this on the six-hour omnibus that they always have on a Sunday.
Tonight...
It was Flap City.
Yeah, Flap City. Suzanne got a flat out tonight.
Wow, Chris! Oh,
you lent in and you took it.
You lent in, Adele. Error.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
Suzanne, just to explain, got a little bit overwhelmed on Come Dine With Me.
Suzanne got a flap out tonight.
Absolutely, just stressing out. Lots of you spotted that one yesterday. Thank you if you did. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
And one of my favourites now from Tuesday's bingo with Connor Maynard. And here is TV's Alan Jones. once again with very in-depth questions.
Did you know what I love about your story as well, though? You know, when that happened, you were on the TV all the time. You were doing interviews galore. And you could have kind of just dwelled on that. But as you, you know, as you said, you've got your degree, you're coaching at Liverpool. You've even got a hand in your wife's sauce business.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a bit too much for me for lunchtime. I feel a bit queasy.
Oof. You've even got a hand in your wife's sauce business.
OK, water, please. Yep, okay. Now, who likes Springwatch? Adele, do you watch Springwatch? Mm-hmm. Let's cast our minds back to it. And here is Chris Packham, getting very excited about what Clive's doing.
It was a golden opportunity for entomologist Clive Turner to investigate something fascinating. Now, he'd been wanting to do this for years, and he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
Oh, Chris! Please! Please!
I forgot about that one.
You're so forceful.
You're covered by poncho.
And he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
Can I get jacked up? I'm at the wrong trajectory.
Can you get what?
Am I just jacked up, moved up? Can I?
Do you want to be jacked up?
Yeah, right. I'm just gonna squat.
Okay, well, you're not going to be able to... Well, you might be able to maintain that, to be honest. You look like a very fit lady.
No, but it adds to the frog effect.
Yeah, it does. Adele is squatting.
Okay, well, this is a new one. You squat away and let's see what happens.
Back to the golf now and the legendary Peter Alice. Water, please.
Oh, legend.
Peter doesn't sound happy. And I wonder, is it boredom or just plain jealousy?
Oh, Dad, concentrate. See, he's fiddling about with this 14-incher. That's why the rest takes 6 hours.
A lot of you spotted that one.
That got me more.
Is that worse? Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the plan.
He's fiddling about with this 14-incher.
Thank you, Peter Alice. I'm sure there'll be more to come.
There will be.
OK, now we're going to BBC Suffolk. Water, please.
I'll aim down the dough and I don't want to upset you.
Are my eyes still on?
Yeah. What do you mean?
They're still there.
It's just my makeup. Is it all right?
No, perfect.
OK, thanks.
BBC Suffolk. And this local shopkeeper comes up with a great incentive to get some more customers in.
We've got a bird box and we've got a little webcam in it. And so everyone, when they come into the shop, they can see our great tit.
Oh, a great idea.
They can see our great tit.
Little webcam there so you can see all the birds.
Yes.
So good.
Good idea.
Isn't it, though? And finally, we're going to Sonny and Shay on BBC WM. Their radio show full of surprises. It's a lolliday. They're on air together, just like us, Chris. But we've never done this in the studio.
It's happening now.
I really don't want to cry because I'm going to... Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. Oh, my God.
Okay, okay, slowly.
I'm
now.
Never talking to you again. Oh, it's gone on my neck. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Okay.
It's coming in my face.
What is going on?
Sonny was putting a snake around Shay's neck. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Adele Roberts. Did you enjoy it, Adele?
Yeah, it was much better this time. Adele. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
That was... Yeah, that was a pretty wet one. And the froggy poncho didn't really do much.
No, it's gone through.
Adele's back on your radio tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Thank you very much, Adele.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Classic Adele there. Are my eyes still on? Em in Stapleton found that funnier than all the clips put together. Great clips today, says Joel on Twitter. Lucy says, Inyona Bingo never fails to make my day better. And Danielle said the clips today were the best ones yet. Keep sending them in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. There is some concern, Chris, from someone that was watching, they haven't left their name, that you, like, they were watching quite closely. You spat into Adele's cup and then she subsequently drank it.
That might happen.
I'm really sorry, Adele.
Why is that so bad? We're spitting in each other's faces and you're complaining that I've spat into a cup.
I think spitting in someone's face is different to actually re-drinking it from the cup.
Would you rather I spat in your face or spat in your cup?
I'd rather drink from the cup. No, I wouldn't. That's disgusting. I'm sorry, Adele. She's just gone off to vomit.
The Scott Mills Daily. Trust me, trust me,
trust me. I'm farting carrots. I'm a 14 carrots. Thank you, Nick. That is Selena Gomez. It's quite a sexy song, that, isn't it? I mean, I feel a little bit uncomfortable listening to it with you.
Do you think this is the wrong environment, you mean?
A little bit.
But there will be people listening right now where the environment is right. And that's worth bearing in mind.
Yeah, but most of them
even at this time of the day.
Do you think?
Definitely.
I don't like to think about people in that situation while listening to this.
I know what you're saying, but
I'd like to think that most people like at work or just having like a break from college or something, you know?
You know, there is bound to be.
There's always going to be someone, isn't there?
And that's for you.
That was definitely for you. That is Radio 1's track of the day. It's Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. Good for you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What are your thoughts on the Selena Gomez song? I actually quite like it. I think ASAP really adds to it, but it is a little bit too sexy for me to listen to in a room here with Chris. I mean, obviously, I'm playing it out to millions of people all over the UK, all around the world. But when I'm just here in the studio listening to it with Chris, I just feel a little bit like it's not the right situation.
I don't take offence by that. So what
I think we both looked really uncomfortable during that song there while it was playing out.
Well, perhaps what we do next time it's playing, we close our eyes and we just imagine we're in different places.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to do that either.
That's quite funny.
That's weird. So Aaron's been on. Him and all the lads are on a building site at the moment listening to that Selena Gomez song. Again, it doesn't feel right.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, you know I have this theory that we're slowly running out of music.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned it to me for a while, though.
No. Well, my theory is that there's going to come a point in music, and it's a point that Radio 1 should be really concerned about, that we're actually going to run completely out of music, that every combination of notes will have been done.
Yeah.
Because that must happen at some point, right?
I remember you raising this concern maybe a couple of years ago, and we've still got new music.
That's the thing. We keep trusting in new music here at Radio 1.
Yeah, we do.
But there will come a point where, I mean, just the maths involved, every number of notes will be done in a very particular order so that we'll never have new music. And then what does Radio 1 do then? What do you do then?
I know.
What do we all do then? It's going to be a very harrowing time.
We're doomed.
I just don't know if management here have had proper meetings about what is going to happen when we run out of music.
What are your findings, please? You must have some evidence on this.
Yes. So do you remember a while ago we compared some songs to maybe some previous songs in history? I remember Haim were particularly prominent in my theory. Do you remember they had a song which sounded exactly like that song from Going Round the Twist? Okay. But I just want people to be aware of really what the situation is here. So I've got some new music that's out at the moment that I think sounds remarkably like some older music, some of which is well old, by the way. I had to do some research to really find out.
Oh, wow, so you've really been doing your findings.
Yeah, I got my dad involved and everything.
So the first track you want me to play is, well, we played it on the show yesterday, Fire Meet Gasoline, which is from the Sia album.
Yeah, well, shall we kick things off with this?
We might be running out of music.
It's exactly the same as Halo.
That was Beyonce and... Yeah, okay.
I mean, come on.
I get it.
We should be worried. I mean, it can't just be me that's hearing this.
I mean, there are similarities.
Similarities?
No,
it's the same.
It's not the same, Chris.
Play it again.
Okay. I hear similarities, but it's not the same.
Okay, but yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially we could eventually run out of music here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Little Mix next, right?
Yes, Little Mix, Black Magic, tune.
Massive tune. But sounds a bit like this. This is a song called St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr.
My dad got quite angry about this one.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Do you really think Little Mix were like, what song can we get and maybe change a bit?
No, I don't. I don't
Elmo's
at all.
Fire.
I think it was completely innocent.
Oh, right.
But my problem with this is that all they've done is they've just put a series of notes together because they think it sounds like a nice song. What they don't realise is that's happened before.
Done before. The combination has already been done.
There's going to come a point where this situation is completely unavoidable.
I see next on your list is Regret by Everything Everything.
Ah, yes.
Is this another one your dad's been helping you with?
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Now, when we've been in the studio, when this song's been playing, I've then thought about this song.
What? Okay.
Which I believe is from Jersey Boys.
Yes.
My dad informs me it's Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Give me Everything, Everything again, and I'll show you what I mean. Yeah?
Okay, I hear it. I got it, yeah. So you've got Sia's new one, you've got Little Mix, Everything, Everything.
Yes.
Any more?
Yes, actually, the new Jess Glynn one. So I was listening to this song yesterday and I was trying to work out what it reminds me of. And it was taking me ages and ages. And then Greg got it bang on.
Greg James?
Yeah. See what springs to your mind.
I love this song. But sounds a bit like... She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Oh, you've spoiled it.
I mean, slightly different pace, but similar tune, I feel. Mountain when she comes. Do you see what I mean though, Mills? It's just unavoidable.
Yeah.
It's through no one's fault. We're just running out of combinations of notes.
You're not saying anyone's copied anybody.
No, we're just running out.
There's only so many formulas you can use.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Big up to Adele as well from Early Breakfast, who was on Innuendo Bingo earlier. The young farmers start work very early and they hear Adele's show, which is before Grimmies on weekdays on Radio 1. And she always plays the farmer mix of Avicii.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Adele. Maybe we should put a little blast of the farmers one on today.
Yeah, just can we? Because we don't really support our own remix there, do we?
Yeah, we do. We play it.
We barely play it. We don't play it as much as we should.
I don't actually know the words to the original version, but I do know the words to the farmer version. That's a bit weird, isn't it? Okay, maybe we'll put that in. I've just found the Adam Bolton clip. It still makes me laugh.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. What? This is Battersea.
Is Battersea.
Not expecting them to come back to him so early on Sky News, so just halfway through a little baguette there.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed.
A lot of people suggesting other songs that sound like others. And to support your theory that we're running out of music, loads coming in. You'll have a new batch to do soon. And then maybe you'll make a great lawyer one day and earn $7.3 million. It could happen.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people talking about running out of music this afternoon. We gave you some more examples earlier of things that sound quite similar, like current songs that sound very similar to ones in the past. Chris is concerned that eventually there will be no new music, and that's a real problem for Radio 1.
Well, it's definitely something management needs to consider here, isn't it?
At some point, yes.
Some high-level meetings.
I think we've already got enough for a next batch, you know, just from what our listeners are saying today.
Right.
All the young farmers are very happy that we played Avicii and the farmer mix of Waiting for Love. It's been a while since we played it.
Feels like everyone's happy today. Everyone's getting something today. It's all good.
It's really good. So my favourite thing at the moment on Twitter, well, not my favourite, my least favourite, but therefore my favourite, is celebrities that only really retweet compliments about themselves.
Yes, okay.
Have you seen these? There's one in particular, says... Well, it's always people going, OMG, so-and-so is so hot at the moment. Or, yeah, just people saying how sexy they are, how hot they're looking at the moment, or how you can really tell that they've been going to the gym.
Yeah.
Do you know the person I'm talking
about? Yeah, I do. Is it a member of a reality TV show?
Yeah, good one. Whisper it. Just retweets just endless compliments about himself.
Name begins with L.
And ends with...
Yeah, got you.
Uisplore. he's been on Bingo before. I mean, he is looking good at the moment, fair
top
play.
Top bloke, but he is one of those guys that will retweet all praise.
And to be honest, he's not the only one. But celebrities only retweeting praise is my new thing. Mm. Let me know if you know of any other culprits. He's just one of the ones that springs to mind right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie says a lot of the TOWIE lot retweet compliments about themselves every day. It's just what they do.
Is this something we should be doing more?
I think maybe.
I don't get sent enough, to be honest, to, no, this to be is retweeting
not just,
them.
This is not just me asking for compliments.
Yeah, not even saying that, no, honestly.
No.
And when you see the stuff, what is interesting, when you see the stuff that, say, Lewis Bloor from TOWIE is retweeting about himself, I do think, God, you're getting those kind of tweets in the first place, though, to be able to retweet them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, what you're saying that... well, it's encouraging.
It's interesting seeing what kind of tweets he's getting sent.
No, but that's because it's a circle. People think, if I compliment him, then he'll retweet me. It's to get a retweet.
Oh, you see? So they don't really mean it.
Snowball effect. No. Well, they might do. Sometimes it's just facts, says Katie, who's listening and enjoying the show. Yesterday, Lewis B retweeted a girl for saying, #6'5", #tall lads. That's just a fact.
Right.
Sometimes, not always compliments, but sometimes facts, but always about him.
Okay.
There's something to be learnt there, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I got a little something to say. And this is for all fans of 5 Seconds of Summer. Because they're on this show tomorrow. It's happening. Some people already guessed. I don't know how that happened. Word gets about, doesn't it? But tomorrow, 5 Seconds of Summer are on this show. They have a new song out called She's Kinda Hot. And I'll be playing it for the very first time tomorrow on Radio 1. And I'll be talking to all of them. Ashton, Callum, Michael, Luke will be on this show tomorrow. And that's going to be at 1:40. But you're thinking, oh, well, I can't listen at 1:40. So don't worry about it, because we will get it up on the podcast for you so you can listen when you get home from school, if you're at school or college or whatever.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting. You know we like to keep up with them. They've taken some time out of their very busy schedule to speak to us tomorrow. So new music from 5 Seconds of Summer and actual talking by 5 Seconds of Summer tomorrow on this show at 1:40. It might break the internet.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow. People are very excited about that on the show tomorrow. They'll be on 1:40 tomorrow afternoon and we'll play their new track, She's Kinda Hot. But don't worry about it if you can't listen live, because we'll get it on the podcast and all that, won't we?
That's exciting, though.
Very exciting.
What about the hair?
I know. Now, I often can't remember what we say because we do this every day, but did we not say that next time they came into the studio, Chris would have to dye his hair?
No, next time we talked to them.
Or was it not them?
No, it was someone else, because someone came in with dyed hair. All time low.
Oh, wrong.
Hey, that's someone's, all right.
There we are. You're off the hook.
Someone, I think it'd be nice if you'd... It would be a nice touch to, you know, welcome them back to the UK with green hair.
Well, I think I'm confused because Michael's always got a different hair colour on.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to be doing that tomorrow.
Go on.
No.
Go on, baby.
No. Actually, wait for all time low, because it won't be long before they come back.
I'll do it if you do it then. You're happy with that? I know how protective you are of your hair. Is your hair insured? That was a rumour that was going around the office.
No, it wasn't. No, imagine that was
no,
a thing.
It wasn't. Oh, Greg's got his hair insured. Hey, thanks so much earlier for your we're running out of music tip.
Yes! Good one, right?
Really good.
You did come up with it. He was thinking, what does it sound like, for ages? And then you came up with it. So we're talking about Jess Glynn and Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. I can't. came here with a broken heart. Not this bit. It's the end bit, isn't it?
It's unbelievable how similar it is to a real classic, a real old classic. And as soon as I heard it, I was just like, no, okay. No, they've just... Now we're just getting old songs. But one of the oldest songs ever.
Coming round the mountain when she comes.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
It's a slightly different pace.
Well spotted.
But
what a tune!
This is a banger.
This is better than some of the stuff we actually play. It really is.
Should drop this in a DJ set. Imagine that. Because everyone knows it.
Maybe not that version.
I think we should go all out and just do the wheels on the bus as well.
Why not? Here's Greg's Real or No Real facts for today.
The Vaccine's latest single, 2020, is about lead singer Justin Young's time playing for a Sunday League cricket side.
Love a bit of 2020.
You know this track. Love this, but is the song all about Justin's time playing for a Sunday League cricket side?
2020 cricket, what a night.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. Scott, I've said this off the radio before, but I'm saying it on the radio now. We have to get you along.
I would really enjoy it, right?
You would love it.
Because it's mostly having fun.
Yeah, I've been a few times with Stark over here.
Yeah, it's well fun.
Why is it different from actual cricket?
Well, because, do you know why it would be good for you? It's because you get, not bored's the wrong word, but you need constant stimulation. Yeah. Thing about the 2020, loads of colours.
Oh,
there's like coloured kits, fireworks.
Yeah, that's what I want.
It's that kind of thing. It all goes off a bit.
Very low attention span, that's me.
It's a bit like the England Cricket Board have handed over cricket to Swedish House Mafia.
Oh, yeah. Wow!
And they've just gone, see what you can do, guys.
There's all sorts.
Yeah.
Mascots.
Yeah, I
mean, it's that's why it'd be good for you, because there's always something for you to look at.
And when is that next on, please?
There's a couple. Last night. This weekend. There's loads going on.
Okay,
so we'll make it happen. But okay, if this song isn't about 2020 cricket, what can it be about? That's the other
2020 vision
question here. 2020 vision. There was a kids show that I'm fairly certain was called 2020 when
wasn't
I was younger.
Wasn't it called 50/50?
Oh, was it 50/50? Yeah. Oh, there we go. It's 50/50.
Not
so
the same.
Can't have been that.
2020. Yeah, maybe it's about cricket. I'm going to say, let's say real.
I think it's more like to do with eyes, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
It's made up, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Is this true or not?
Kangaroos are left-handed.
This will be a good pub fact, but I can't work, how are we going to work this out?
Well, excuse me, mate, sign this.
All of them are left-handed.
And give him a pen and see which one he instinctively picks.
So what I saw yesterday, in Australia, a lot of Australia is getting snow for the first time at the moment. Like younger people who would have never seen snow before are like, oh, look, it's snow. Mm. But the weirdest thing that I saw on a news report I saw on Twitter yesterday is like kangaroos hopping about in the snow. That's not right, is it? Just doesn't look right.
You're saying that. Imagine what those poor guys are going through.
Freezing.
Imagine being a kangaroo going, what the hell is
this? Why is it snowing, guys?
Have either of you ever met a kangaroo? Like a real one?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
No, I haven't actually.
In Australia, when I went to a zoo.
Yeah.
FYI, they don't talk with Australian accents.
In Australia?
In Australia, yes. I went to the zoo.
Australians don't talk with an Australian accent. No, no real
kangaroos. I just did an impression of a kangaroo, and I suggested that it sounded like an Oz, but it doesn't.
Let me out of here, mate.
Yeah, seriously, it's too cold.
I'm feeling so pent up.
So, are kangaroos left-handed?
Do you get kangaroos in the British zoos? I think I've seen one.
Don't know.
Mills, we get a picture of this every now and then. Mills opened an enclosure at a zoo, has it been named after you, the Scott Mills enclosure?
It's not called that.
Is it Colchester?
No. Marwell. In Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
But what you do come away noticing is I've got massive hands because I've put my handprint up there. And it is the cheetah enclosure. Yes,
oh,
it is.
I thought that was like, those hand scanners. So only your hand will get you, like you're the king of the cheetah enclosure there.
Like a spy
it's
film.
It's your pass.
It's just a handprint to prove that I was there. And I get loads of tweets from people put their put their hand in mine and go, oh, you've got big hands.
So have you got a big hand?
Quite big.
You have got big hands.
But what's stopping someone then going there, taking a little print of your thumb? Because everything you can now do on your thumbprint, you could unlock his phone with that, couldn't you?
I
could.
Yeah. Probs. Just take. Yeah, you could.
If I mean, gave it's a
lot
you my
of
phone.
It's a lot of effort to drive all the way to Marwell.
It is.
Okay.
So I've known you for a long time. I didn't know you had those big hands.
Oh, yeah.
Kangaroo's left-handed.
It's like a bunch of bananas.
Oh. Fat fingers.
I think kangaroos are left-handed, yeah. I think they are.
Real. That one is real.
Yes. Yes, it is. A recent study found that most wild kangaroos favoured their left hands during common day-to-day tasks. The research was carried out by Russian scientists in St. Petersburg. So there we have it.
Yeah.
And next.
In preparation for this year's Ibiza weekend, superstar DJ Calvin Harris has gone on the green with eyes diet.
Oh, now this is an interesting one. So what is green with eyes?
Anything that's green with eyes.
So
you're frogs.
Frogs.
No.
What else has green with eyes? That's a very limited diet.
Green with eyes. Frogs, lizards, yep. Newts.
That's it.
You can eat all of those as much as you want.
So that's how you look like Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Just stick to green with
things
eyes.
With eyes.
What about like a grasshopper? What kind of grasshopper? And they're sort of beigey, aren't they?
But you can have all of those as many as you want.
And sorry, whoa. This is nuts. What do you mean, green? It doesn't just mean green stuff, like green fluid.
Oh, no, people are signing dramatic. Okay, so you're saying green and eyes.
Right, okay, so it's not green with eyes. It's anything that's green or anything with eyes.
Well, that's anything. That's literally anything, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of things.
Well, what isn't it? That's the question. It's basically saying
not rice.
Or potatoes. Or pasta.
All right, yeah, fair.
So green with eyes.
But
is that how he looks so buff?
I just don't think it's worth it.
It's
just
basically saying, it's more, with a diet like that, it's more there's very few things you can't eat.
Yeah, it's just stressful. Just chill
just
out.
Just have a burger.
Chill out.
Well, he can.
Why?
Kind of, can't he?
What,
I mean,
because a cow's got eyes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Just no bun.
No bun.
Real or no real, Calvin Harris
people
is on the...
People who eat burgers with no buns, by the way.
What is skinny burger?
That gets me.
Get out.
Well, that's
get
the,
out.
That's the green with eyes diet.
Get out.
Get in the sea.
Get in the sea.
Calvin Harris on the green with eyes diet. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No, but I'd like to know his secret because he looks hot. And next.
The common household microwave uses more energy powering its digital clock than it does heating food.
Well, it's always on, isn't it?
It's always on.
It's always an unnecessary place to have a clock, I think. Do you know what I mean? Why is there always one on a microwave?
Well, you need... I don't know.
Hang on, potatoes have got eyes.
Oh. What do you mean? No, they haven't.
Nerd alert.
What are you on about?
That's what they're all saying.
What are you on about?
That's what they're all saying.
potatoes literally have got eyes.
Oh, but the little black bits.
No, they...
That's not eyes, though.
You might call them eyes, but they are not
Not eyes. Not actual eyes.
What do you mean people are saying...
Potatoes
mean
can't
one
see
person has said this?
No, honestly, there's loads.
Why is loads of people suggesting potatoes have eyes?
Look at the text. It's gone crazy.
I mean, is this a nerd alert or something?
Look at all those texts about potatoes. Look how weird everyone is.
Yeah.
We're all so weird.
Mm. Unless this is a massive joke.
If you're involved in Radio 1 in any way, you're definitely weird. Look at those texts. Individual people just going, no, actually, you'll find...
Potatoes
have
eyes.
Unripe potatoes do have eyes.
Are the eyes the little bits that shoot out?
Right, okay.
What, when you've left them in the cupboard too long?
To grow a new, to grow a new
not,
plant.
That's not eyes.
Oh,
not
okay,
eyes.
I don't even care. We're on the wrong one. The common household microwave uses more energy powering its digital clock than heating food. Can we all just concentrate on this one?
And it is
wasting its energy.
And what are you putting in the microwave? Potatoes with eyes.
Yeah. Don't need a clock on a microwave. I'm saying this is real.
It's real.
That one is real.
That's right, because they're on standby, aren't they? That's why. Yeah. At the end of that round of, that really weird round of real or no real.
It's a draw. I got 30. Greg got 30.
Is Joe Lycett on today?
Joe Lycett is on today.
He's
we
very
also
funny.
Have films with Rihanna as well.
Yeah. Love. Okay, what time's Joe on?
Joe is on at 6:10.
Nice. Okay, that is Greg James today on Radio 1 in 5 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Tomorrow, from 1, I'll be on with 5 Sauce. You can hear She's Kinda Hot at 1:40 on Radio 1. Scott Mills.